It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words, "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life." Responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now, revival's coming now. Yes it is, and it's coming now, it's coming.
Thank you, Tom Dooley. Thank you, Leland, for the song. Welcome, everybody. Here on this Saturday on BPN Radio, delighted to have you praying with us here at the Hour of Prower. And I believe in 1 hour we're going to accomplish a lot. So thank you for being a part of BPN Radio. And we have a wonderful broadcast lined up today. Some very exciting news. So don't you go away. So thankful that you're praying. Some of you praying by your computer. Some of you praying by your smartphone. And you may have it in your pocket with the earphones in your ears. I don't know. The headphones in your ears. Remember now, when you go to TuneIn, if you're using the TuneIn app, there will be about a 20-second commercial. So be patient, because we'll be right on there to pray. This program produced by Michael Sean Bourne and all of you wonderful supporters. We thank you so very, very much for giving to this broadcast. And if you want to make a donation, you can go to bpnradio.com. Go right down to the bottom. There's a donate place, a donate button. It's a great day today. We're going to pray the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. We're praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And, you know, there's many reports on every hand about what's happening in our nation. Many are out of work. The drop in gasoline prices means a drop in a lot of jobs across America, particularly here in the state of Texas. We know that Islam is on the rise and ISIS is on the rise. And we know that Russia is threatening a lot of nations. We know that Israel is being surrounded. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, him coming to America, is being resisted. There's a lot of things going on, but there's a lot of things in the midst of this. There's some incredible stories that are happening. And the Holy Spirit has just been talking to me about telling people stories. People have stories to tell. Job said, I really would like for somebody to tell my story. And then eventually somebody wrote a book in the Bible. And many, many people have read his story, how he came through great difficulties. And that's what we want to do here on BPN. About 2 or 3 years ago, the Holy Spirit began to put in my heart to prophesy about the coming Christian movie industry. And companies being raised up out of nowhere, simply coming out of obscurity, because there's so many masterminds, particularly young men and young ladies, and they're just going to start these fantastic movie companies, and they're going to begin to tell people stories from tragedy to triumph. And of course, that could take on many different connotations and aspects. But Monday, on the Monday broadcast, we're going to have Pastor Cody Anderson from the little town of Meno, Oklahoma. I ministered there several times at his church. And he is in the process of making a movie about the death of his brother and the death of his nephew and the tragedy that his family has gone through, the loss of a brother, a sister-in-law, and a nephew, and how the family has suffered great loss, but through it all has come through great triumph. He's going to be sharing that on Monday on the broadcast and be talking about the movie that is in the process now of being filmed and will be on the screen in a short time. So I'm talking to him about his story, and I want to talk to you about your story, and I'm going to tell some other stories. One of the stories that we're going to have today is an interview with a young man that sings the theme song. And this theme song cannot be bought. It was written and recorded for Breakout Prayer Network, Dale Gentry, several years ago. And Leland recorded this about change. We need to see a change in America. And he wrote this song before President Barack Obama came out with his theme about change. And so Leland wrote this song. He's a great songwriter. And I'm going to be interviewing him here today. He's been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, has written a lot of songs. He wrote to the songs, most of the songs on one of Michael W. Smith's album called Stand. In fact, Michael W. Smith has recorded Leland's latest song called Christ Be All Around Me. And both of them are singing on the song. I'm going to play this song in just a moment, and then I'm going to get Leland on the phone, interview him, the wonderful young man that leads the Leland Band and has been such a tremendous blessing to me, to my family, and of course to the ministry. Leland and I will be in Concord, California this year on the 15th and 16th of March. That will be at New Hope Church, and that is in the San Francisco, Oakland, California area. We'll be ministering there together, as we have many times. Father, we just dedicate this broadcast to you. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done on this Saturday here on BPN Radio. We pray that you would anoint this prayer broadcast with the power of your Holy Spirit. May you open our spiritual ears to hear. May you open our spiritual eyes to see. May you open our hearts to receive in the name of Jesus. And we pray today for every need that is represented here on BPN Radio. We pray today particularly for Pastor Brad Keller's wife, Carol, who's undergoing some tests on Monday. And we just ask God to heal her and bless her. And the Kellers lead a church there, two or three churches there in Vermont, and doing a great work. So we pray for every one of you that has needs, those of you in the hospital, those of you that are in prison, those of you that are in pain, those of you that are facing surgery, those of you that are going through difficult times in your life, in your family. We pray for you today. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and minister to you. And may the prayer of faith be prayed for you, because we do know that God answers prayer. I'm looking at my notes here. On the 3rd of February, that was, by the way, my birthday, February the 3rd, Sharon wrote the following prayer request to pray for her son James, who's 27. He came home after doing drugs for over a year. I believe this was a direct result of all the powerful prayers. And so that is a praise testimony that we prayed. She said, I believe this was a direct result of all of your powerful prayers and agreement in God's intervention. Thank you so much. So isn't that wonderful? We prayed for James, and God heard our prayer, delivered. Janlyn wrote the following prayer request. Her life partner of 20 years plus has died. She's alone, lonely, needs, and wants to know God's plan for the rest of her life. So we pray for Janlyn right now in Jesus' name, wherever she's at, wherever she lives. We just ask, oh God, that you would minister to her right now. And the loss of her spouse of over 20 years. We know grief can come in such a way that we never imagine when we lose a companion. So we pray for Janlyn in Jesus' name. The grief that she's going through, the loss that she's going through. We pray for our good friends, good minister friends, Larry Martin, whose wife has gone to heaven. And we just ask that that you, Holy Spirit, minister to my friend Larry Martin, Dr. Larry Martin. He and I is going to be leading a meeting in Comanche, Oklahoma in the month of June, going back to Comanche to encourage some. And we just pray for him. We pray for Pastor Ollie Kinzer, Liberal, Kansas, whose wife has died, gone to heaven. We pray, Lord, that you would comfort him. And those that are going through grief, we pray for them right now in Jesus' name. Whatever your need might be, we trust God for you. And we welcome churches all across America that are praying with us, and cities all across America, and states all across America that are praying with us. I do want to make mention of this, because we have 6 states that are not praying with us. And we have 44 states that are praying with us and 6 that are not. So we're going to give a shout out to these states, and we're going to ask Connecticut and Massachusetts and New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, and Wyoming to pray with us. You say, well, where do we sign up? We just go to letspraymerica.com. Letspraymerica.com. And then you sign up, and you can give us your email address, and then you can sign up your city and state. If you want to put your church in there, you can. But even if you're praying with us and you don't have a local church, you can still sign up. That's just go to letspraymerica.com. And if you can't think of that, you can just put in dalegentry.com. And right there on the front home page, it says sign up. And you can sign up right there. And I'm looking for Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming. If you know anybody in those states, you need to contact them and say, there is no one in 6 states in America that is praying with Dale Gentry and BPN Radio. We have we got about 1,000 churches praying with us. We have about 700 cities praying with us, but no one, either individually or the city, is praying with us from Connecticut, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, North Dakota, Rhode Island, Wyoming. We give a shout out to those states, and we need you to go to letspraymerica.com and sign up, sign in, if you will. Thank you for listening. And I'm going to pray with you right now. Those of you that have a story to tell, that you'll get the story out. You might even want to send me a copy to Breakout Prayer Network. And that you can just do that by sending it to breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. And if you want to get a book published, if you believe that you have a story that is worthy of a movie, why don't we just do something right here, just being led by the Holy Ghost, being led by the Holy Spirit, just send me a testimony and say, I'd like to write a book, I'd like to make a movie of this. Who knows? Someone may tell your story, and I may even have you on BPN Radio and interview you, because I believe that a testimony or a story is very, very powerful. The Bible said that Peter and John, they not only preached, but they testified. In other words, they told their story. Paul, formerly Saul of Tarsus, remember how Paul loved to tell his story. And when someone would ask him, he said, I was on the road to Damascus, a great light shone about me. And then he just tells the story. It's recorded there two or three times in the Bible because he testified. So I'm just challenging you that are listening to BPN Radio on this Saturday to tell your story. Tell it to us and tell it to other people. Write it down, and you may want to put it in a book. I've got a friend named Ron Lester. He's now written his second book, and we're going to have him on because he has an incredible story to tell because he's totally blind. And I've known Ron for a long time. So he's going to tell his story. Father, I pray for people right now that needs to tell their story. In Jesus' name, they'll get their story out, and it will be marvelous, and it will be, who knows, it may make a book, may make a movie, but I know I'm being prompted right now by the Holy Spirit for people to get their story out. I'm going to be interviewing my spiritual grandson, Leland Mooring, who's been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards, has written incredible songs, and I'm going to have him on the phone. But not too long ago, Gene and I were having dinner with Michael W. and Debbie Smith, and they're in Nashville, and he played a video that he and Leland, who I'll have on next, had recorded, a song written by Leland Mooring, Christ Be All Around Me. I think you'll like this song, and then by Michael W. Smith and Leland, and then we'll be back to talk to Leland.
As I rise, strength of God, and go before, lift me up. As awake, eyes of God, look upon, be my side, yeah. Awake, heart of God, satisfy and sustain. As I hear voice of God, lead me on and be my guide.
Well, I'm delighted to have here on BPN Radio one of my spiritual grandsons. That you hear his voice every day when the program starts. I'm delighted to have Leland, and he comes on with the song, We Need to See a Change, America, America. Welcome, Leland. So delighted to have you on BPN Radio today.
Well, I'm honored to be with you, Papa Dale. Thank you for having me on.
You've been a blessing to my life. We first met about this time, I think it was about this particular week, way back in 1999 when you were 11 years old, and we made the journey. Your wonderful grandson, I'm so very proud of you, and I know that you've accomplished a lot in life. You've been nominated for 4 Grammy Awards. You've written a lot of songs for a lot of different people, and you've accomplished a lot in your young life, but most of all, I'm proud of you because you're an incredible man of God. And so it's great to have you on the broadcast. What's going on in your life?
Well, we are just so honored and blessed to be a part of what God's doing in the world today. And I look back on what all that God's done in our bands and in our family, and it's just been such a blessing. I'll tell you, one of the catapults that sort of launched me into my destiny and into my relationship with the Lord is when we met you and Gene and started traveling with y'all for those 2.5 years and on the road, and night after night being in the presence of God, that really changed my life. Even as a really young boy at 11 years old, the presence of God, you know, knows no age, and the anointing knows no age. And if you get, no matter what the age is, a 9-year-old kid, 10-year-old kid, you get him in the presence of God, and they're going to connect with the Lord, and their lives are going to be changed. And so that's what happened to me and my brother and my sister, traveling with you and Gene and out on the road and doing ministry together. Even as little kids, our lives were impacted. And, man, ever since then, it's been a wild ride. It's been really fast, and family started the church. The band, our worship band, is the Leland Band. We just kind of started out of our youth group and have been going nonstop ever since. And it's been crazy. It's been like a lot of changes recently this year, but they've all been wonderful changes. My brother Jack is now a full time pastor, and you were just at his church this last weekend. He's a pastor in Franklin, Tennessee, of New River Fellowship Church, and it's doing amazing. And yes, God's totally blessing and prospering that church, and
yes,
he's right where he needs to be. And Jack used to be in our band full time, so that's a huge change. And so there's a lot of changes in the Leland band right now, but it's been amazing, and all of them have been great. We just recently left Europe. We were in Europe for 11 days, and in 11 days we did 8 shows in 11 days, 8 nights, and it was a really fast trip. It was incredible, and God did so much. Every single night, people were getting saved and touched and delivered. And I think every night we averaged close to around 1,000 people. And the first night we were in Belgium, which is cool because we've never played in Belgium before. And it was a really different nation. And it's got a really small percentage of Christians there.
Right.
I think it's like less than 2%. It was a spiritually very significant night for the trip, and we started there, and I think over 100 people got saved that night. It was really, really pretty theater there, and then we continued on. We went to Norway, went all over Norway. We went to Amsterdam, and so it was an amazing trip, and God's doing a lot, and I feel like the more, as a band, that we pray and seek the Lord and cry out to God personally in our own lives, I think the more importance we see that people are just hungry for a genuine move of God. People are hungry and thirsty for God to do something real in their life. I think there's, we can play church and we can do the religious thing, which is very common there in the States. But I think when you get down to it, people are just hungry for the Spirit of God to have his way and to move.
Yeah.
Whether it's in their church on Sunday morning or in their ministry, they're hungry for the Holy Spirit to have his way. And the Bible says that we can quench the Spirit and we can grieve the Spirit. And I think the number one thing for us as a band that we've been praying about and talking about as a ministry is that we don't want to quench the Holy Spirit, and we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit. We want him to have his way. And in our ministry. And I think that's where a lot of pastors are at nowadays. My mom and dad are pastors here in Baytown, Texas, and now my brother's a pastor. And so I come from a family of pastors. And so just being around them, seeing their heart and their desire, I see that, you know, a lot of churches are really hungry for the Spirit of God to have His way and for Him to move. And you know, quenching the Spirit is when the Spirit moves and we kind of, as He starts to move, and we might kind of feel our hands get out of, sort of start losing control of the service, and He's kind of doing something, and then we sort of stomp on it and kind of, well, let's move on and do this, and we'll, and that'll happen a lot. And sadly, we've been in conferences or things like that where that's happened. Or, you know, grieving the Spirit, which is even worse, where, you know, we whether it's from sin or from something else in our life, and we grieve the Spirit of God, and He leaves. And so I feel like the more and more, as especially here in America, as we draw deeper into the end times and where things are going to start increasing, whether that's persecution or trouble at the same time, what's going to start increasing is hunger and thirst and desire for more of God. And churches are going to begin to rise up that just say, Holy Spirit, come and have your way. There's no one else that can change my city, and there's no one else that can change my family and my friends, only your touch. And that's what we pray for every night, is that the Spirit of God would come. You know, the Bible says that the anointing destroys the yoke. It doesn't, I guess growing up, I always thought it said it breaks the yoke, but it doesn't break the yoke, it destroys the yoke. Something that's broken can be put back together.
Right.
But something that's destroyed is completely destroyed. And the anointing of God destroys the yoke of sin and destroys the yoke of bondage on people's lives. And that's what we have to begin to pray for in our churches again in America. The anointing would come. And that only comes through, you know, a life of prayer.
Right.
Spending time with God. And I think the one thing I found in common, the greatest men and women of God, you included, Father Dale and Gene, the greatest men and women of God I've ever been around in my life that have impacted me, they're all different characters. They all have different personality types. They all have different giftings. But one thing they all have in common is they all have a secret life of prayer with the Lord, and they spend time with God, and they have nothing that's more important to them than their alone time with Jesus.
Yeah.
I think that's the most important thing. You know, we talk about prayer, we preach about prayer, but we rarely actually do the praying. So
that's true.
And that's one thing I'm asking the Holy Spirit would do in my life, is that we begin to fight for that time with the Lord and make it priority.
That's exactly right. Well, I've watched your journey now for the last 15 years, Leland, and I've just seen you as a young man really be a God seeker, a God chaser, and I've just I've had the privilege of you being a part of my life these last 15 years, and of course you and your family traveling with us during that time in the early 2000s, and our relationship has continued. But I've seen that you've been a young man seeking after God, and it's been more, I know that you do concerts, but it's more, I know it's more with you than Leland and the band doing a concert. I know that you are a man that follows the leadership of the Holy Spirit. You desire for young people to come to know Jesus, and you desire to do the will of God. And God has given you a remarkable entrance in so many, many places. I know that you've sang in stadiums of the world. You've been to many different nations. Not long ago, you sang on the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville. And God has just given you so many, many places of influence. And yet, you have not changed in your hunger for God and your passion for God, your passion for prayer, which BPN Radio is all about. And I want to thank you for helping me give this call for young people to come out of obscurity and preach. I know you co-hosted this preaching competition with me this year. A lot of young people coming out of obscurity to preach to their generation. And I know that you have this tremendous passion and this influence for young people. And I just know that this is the hope of a nation, and I know that our nation is in critical condition, but I believe that you're one of those voices that has the opportunity to speak to those young people, and I'm thankful for that.
Oh, well, yeah, I believe that I believe that that is the hope of our nation. You know, this young generation that's out now. I think, you know, someone said this recently, and it really impacted me. He said, you know, with generations that have gone before, I think more than any other generation, this young generation that is living today has to face so many distractions, more than any other generation that's gone before them. I know in a sense it's all relevant, but today in our culture, in our society, I mean, you talk about distractions galore. I mean, you've got social media, which isn't, you know, it's supposed to be about making friends, but it's not really about making friends in my generation. It's just about, you know, showing everybody how awesome your life is. And, you know, it's about me all the time. And then you've got, you know, movies and media and everything that's music, that's very got a very powerful stronghold, that the enemy is trying to use on my generation. And so you look at all these factors that are coming in, and I feel like, more than ever, this generation has the opportunity to become the most radical generation that we've ever seen in the body of Christ. Because of all the distractions, because of all the things that are surrounding them, this generation, there is going to be a remnant that's going to rise up of young people that are going to stand up and say, you know what, my eyes have seen eternity and heaven. I don't want to live for this earth anymore. I don't want to live for the things of the world. I don't want to love the things of the world anymore. I want to love Jesus, and I want to give my life to Jesus. And I feel like there's going to be a remnant that's going to rise up in this generation that's going to take. And the Bible says not to forsake the old path. Jeremiah, don't forsake the old path, because there's healing and life in the old path. And so I feel like there's going to be a remnant that's going to rise up, and it's also going to link arms with generations that have gone before them, with their grandmothers or their grandfathers and people that have paved the way in the spirit, because you can't, the young can't do it alone and the old can't do it alone. They need both generations, the life of the young and the wisdom of the older generation to link together and to be unified all for the sake of Jesus. And I think that's going to usher a mighty move of God in America, when we link arms together and seek after the Lord together for our cities and for our nation. And I'm excited about it. The more I'm around young people, I see their passion and their hunger and their desire for God. And I feel like if we can get a remnant of young people, the Holy Spirit's going to move, and he's going to raise up a remnant of young people that are passionate about him, and that will preach the word of God and declare the word of God. Now, the world is so loud about everything they believe in. They're so loud.
Yeah.
They're loud about homosexuality. They're loud about, you know, just perverted things. They're loud about the disgusting things come out of the world. They're so loud about what they believe in, and they celebrate evil, and they celebrate it, and they put it on a pedestal, and people worship it and celebrate it, and no one has a problem with it. But the body of Christ, when it comes to preaching the gospel, we tend to be so timid about it.
Yeah.
And I believe that Holy Ghost in this next wave is going to break the spirit of timidity and the spirit of holding back, and is going to loose that spirit of fear, the fear of man. He's going to loose that off of my generation, and they're going to begin to preach and boldly declare in their high schools, on their college campuses. They're going to be set on fire, and they're going to begin to boldly declare to their friends and their family what they believe and why they believe it. And we have to come to that place, and especially where the nation is heading, we have to get to a place where we know who we believe in, and we know why we believe in him. And we have to be prepared to defend our faith, you know, and be able to stand up for our faith and what we believe in and why we believe it, you know?
Yes. Well, I'm so thankful for what you're saying. And I know that, God is using the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob generations to work together. And your father, one of my spiritual sons, Todd Mooring, and then yourself, and then me. So I represent the Abraham, and your dad represents the Isaac, and you represent the Jacob. But it's wonderful that generations can work together to see revival. And I love your passion, Leland, for revival and your heart and the connection that you are making with all generations. And of course, several years ago, you wrote this song that people listen to every day. We need to see a change. So I just know that that came out of the expression of your own heart. We, of course, we play several of your other songs also. But I know that you have a heart for revival. You have a heart for young people. And here on BPN Radio today, I just would love for you to pray for the youth, pray for this nation, however the Holy Spirit leads you, because, you know, we're just not, as you said, we're not just talking about prayer, but we are praying.
God, we need you. Now, Holy Spirit, we need you to move in our nation again. We need you, Lord. America was a nation that that was dedicated to you, God, and our beginnings, our forefathers, God, that went before us, God, they had dedicated this nation to you. And this nation exists only because of your sovereignty. This nation exists only because of the providence of your hand. God, it's not by our might, God, or our wisdom that founded this nation, but it is your grace, God, founded this nation. It is your kindness. It is your strength. This nation is a testimony of your miraculous power, God, that you can take a small people, God, an obscure people, and you could unite them together, Jesus, for your name. And so, God, we come back to you today, and we cry out for America, and we cry out for the church, God, in America, that the scripture in 2 Chronicles 7:14 was not about the world, but that scripture is based that you're speaking to your people, the church in America, God. And so we cry out now, God, for your people in America, God, your church in America, the pastors, God, and the leaders. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you begin to revive the pastors and the leaders in America. Give them a hunger and a desire, God, for more and more alone time with you, Jesus, that they would have a hunger for your word and a thirst for your presence like never before, like they've never experienced before. God, a new passion, that you would restore the joy of salvation, God, in pastors and leaders all across this land. That you restore their fire, that you take out the heart of stone, and that you put in them a heart of flesh sensitive to your touch and sensitive to your presence, God.
Yes, Lord.
I pray for the young leaders, God, the youth pastors and college campus leaders, God, across this land. I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would stamp eternity on their heart, and that you give them a desire and a passion, God, to see the lost saved in their high schools, to see the lost saved in their colleges, Jesus. And
yes.
Stand up, God, boldly, like Stephen stood up boldly, God, in the face of death, and boldly declared your love, God,
yes,
and
Lord.
Died a martyr, that we would begin to stand up with that same courage and that same
yes,
boldness.
Lord.
That we wouldn't be afraid of the schemes of the enemy, that we wouldn't be afraid of the fear of man,
that's right.
That we wouldn't be afraid, God, and we wouldn't
that's
be controlled
right.
by mammon and by what the man has to offer us, God, but we would look to you as our source.
Yes.
And we would look to you as our treasure, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
And we love you, Jesus. We thank you, God, that you've prepared a place for us. That where you are, we may be also.
Yes.
That this earth isn't our home. And that you have created us and predestined us, God, to be ambassadors for your kingdom on this earth today. And to make your kingdom, God, here in our cities like it is in heaven. And so, God, we pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come. That you would break our hearts. Give us soft, sensitive hearts again. Draw each and every one of us individually, God, back to a place of intimacy, back to the secret place, back to prayer, back to a secret history with you, God,
yes,
that our lives would be controlled
yes,
by
Lord.
Your Spirit, and that your word, God, would be the foundation that we live our life by, that we wouldn't live our life by the laws of the land, but that we would live our life, God, by your word that's spoken to us, and God, that it would be the foundation of our families, it would be the Your word would be the foundation of the way we raise our children. Your word would be the foundation of the way we conduct our lives and our character, God.
Yes, Lord.
That your word, God, would guide and direct our lives.
Yes,
and the
Lord.
Holy Spirit, that you would move, God, again in our nation. Move on Sunday morning, God. I pray for every pastor that's hungry, for every pastor that's thirsty.
Yes, Lord.
That you would send a move of your spirit
yes,
to
God.
Their church. And you would send a move, God, to them privately. Before revival can be public, it has to happen in private in
yes,
our personal
Lord.
Life. But God, I pray for
yes,
private
Lord.
Revival in every single life,
yes,
and that
Lord.
It would translate publicly, God, when we gather corporately in our cities, in our nation. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Oh, thank you so very much, Lena. What a wonderful prayer, and so delighted to have you. One of my spiritual grandsons. I'm proud of you, not only as a singer, a songwriter, but also as a preacher of the gospel, as well as a missionary. And I know that you're impacting so many, many people across this nation and around the world. And I speak a blessing upon you and Mandy. I pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in every area, because I know that God has called you, assigned you, and you have a message to deliver. And thank you for being on BPN Radio today.
Thank you. Thank you, Papa Dale, for having me. It's an honor. I love you.
God bless you. I love you, too. Bye-bye. Well, we appreciate Leland Mooring, spiritual grandson Leland, being here with us today on BPN Radio, sharing his story, sharing about what God is doing in his life. And the Holy Spirit has spoken to me that I need to be letting people share their stories even more, and for people to write in, just breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com. breakoutprayernetwork@gmail.com, and just tell me your story. And I believe that God is going to open doors for books to be written and movies to be made, and that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to interview somebody that's in the process of having their story made into a movie, and the trailer is coming very, very soon. So good to have you listening on BPN Radio. This is your 24-hour internet prayer station around the clock, around the globe, anytime, anywhere, day or night, BPN Radio. So delighted to have you listening here. Dale Gentry here, your host. And I'm so thankful that we have the opportunity to pray. I'm believing for great revivals to break out all across America. And, of course, we're calling for revival in 1,000 cities. In America, 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities. And if you would like to be a part of that, then if you have this passion to pray, then I want you to get in contact with me, if you will, because some of you have been faithfully praying with us on a daily basis. And because you pray with me, I know that you sense the fresh call to the church for prayer. And so I'm now calling for 1,000 prayer centers in America with 1,000 prayer leaders in 1,000 cities. And I just want to ask you the question, have you considered being one of those prayer leaders? And you can. Now, if you are a pastor, of course, you can just call your church to prayer. You're the leader. But if you're in a church, you might ask your pastor if you could have a one-hour prayer service in affiliation with Breakout Prayer Network, Dale Gentry, who celebrates 49 years of ministry this summer and who is calling the nation to pray, and ask for a one-hour prayer service, and we will send you an outline, and we will list you in our 1,000 prayer center guide, or 1,000 prayer center list. So we have some that are already signing up. We haven't put out the list, published the list, but we will. So once a week for an hour, either in a public place like a church with your pastor's endorsement, maybe a gymnasium on campus, a hotel conference room, an apartment building conference room, a business office, or if you want to have a neighborhood prayer gathering, then that would be in a private home. We would not list your address, and we would not list any personal information. We could pass along anybody that was interested in your neighborhood or your city coming, but that will be confidential. So some of the prayer groups will be public, and some will be private. Private means that the public is not invited. That will be a group of family members or your neighborhood, somebody from your job. And so we do have a place that you can go on our website, bpnradio.com. And there is a place that says 1,000 prayer centers. You can click on that and just say, would you send me some information? And we will send you the information and the job description, which is very light, mainly just praying 1 hour each week and following our BPN prayer line as we pray, prayer outline as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. I would like to remind you that we have a prayer leaders gathering that is coming up in Austin, Texas. Come to beautiful Austin in the Hill Country. We are hosting Dale Gentry and Company, a BPN prayer leaders gathering that will be April 9th, 10th, and 11th. And it's for prayer leaders or future prayer leaders. Maybe you want to start a prayer center. And it's going to be for anybody that really has a passion to pray. But I want to tell you, there's only, in that chapel, there's only 100 seats. Compass Church in Austin, Texas. And you can register right now. The first 100 that registers are the ones we'll accept. You just go to BPN Radio, bpnradio.com. And you can see the picture of Gene and I. And there's a promo about the prayer gathering. And all you have to do is just double-click there. There's a registration form. There is no registration fee, but there is a form that you must fill out in order to reserve a place at the prayer gathering. Intercession, instructions, and impartation. It's going to be a great time. We're going to have some great intercessors there, prayer leaders. And, of course, I'll be there for all four sessions, starting Thursday night, concluding Saturday at noon. So we invite pastors, we invite leaders, we invite anybody that has a passion to pray to come and join us there at Compass Church in Austin, Texas. Thank you for being a part of the broadcast today. We appreciate Leland sharing with us today. We'll be back tomorrow praying for churches and pastors and leaders. And Monday, we'll be talking to a young man that they're currently making a movie of the death of his brother and nephew. Just an incredible story. That'll be on Monday. Thank you for being a part of BPN. We'll be back tomorrow at this time, this same time, or any time, right here on BPN Radio. You have a great day.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
The job is not done in the world that Christ gave us to do, and the mandate is still binding on us today. That's why we speak of unreached people groups. But the missions is the back-breaking, culture-penetrating, darkness-shattering initial work to penetrate, plant the church, see it flourish, get its own elders, train its own people, evangelize its own networks. That's the task of missions. It's not over. And that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And the alternative is hell. And millions and millions and millions of people are on their way there. And we have the only means of escape in our heads and in our hearts. Jesus Christ.
There are many prodigal sons. On our city streets they run. Searching for shelter. And there are homes broken down. People's hopes have fallen to the ground from failures. This is an emergency. And there are tears.
Count the cost, brothers and sisters. This is not an invitation to an easy life. For 2,000 years, thousands and thousands of missionaries, the unnamed, no biographies written about them, just unnamed people of whom the world is not worthy, have counted this cost and put their lives at risk and reached the lost with the only message of salvation.